Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk Radio Show. Where I am here coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. It's your hip-hop informant, your man T.M. Hyman. Back! We've been off for a few days, but we're glad to be here with you. 701 in Brooklyn, New York. 701 in Miami. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to one of the baddest talk radio shows in the country on this network. It's T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Again, welcome. I'm your man T.M. Hyman. Was off last week. Just took a break, a much-needed break for myself and the Angels, hanging out with you. It is Sunday, October 16, 2010. And tonight, we're just going to get right to it. You know, what would happen if you stop, if I stop hiding behind the mask and be who we truly are supposed to be? You know, the living our authentic life. You know, no more masks. Living your authentic life, what would it be like? You know, if we really didn't care about rejection, really didn't care about, you know, how people felt about us, you know, what people said about us, what would it be like to truly live that authentic life? We got a special guest, Ellen Seaton, my friend out of Norfolk, VA, actually Virginia Beach, Virginia. Ellen's going to join us tonight. Ellen travels up and down the East Coast speaking, encouraging, motivating, and she's going to take part in this conversation tonight. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Got the Angels as always, and again, special guest Ellen Seaton. Tonight's topic, no more mask, living your authentic life. What would happen if you stop hiding behind the mask and be who you are truly meant to be, you know, unafraid of rejection or how people respond to you? What would happen when it all comes down? Guess what? You got to be responsible for you. We're going to get this conversation going after this. T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Thank you.
WHACT and Hyman Radio Live. It is 5:07 in New Mexico. It's 6:07 in Houston, Texas. It's 7:07 in Hampton Roads. And tonight we're talking about what would happen if you stop hiding behind masks and be who you were really meant to be, unafraid of rejection and how people would feel about you. Tonight's topic, no more masks, living our authentic selves. Before we go any further, got to welcome our angels to the show, all the way live from Chesapeake, Virginia. We got Ms. Willingham. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. It's like long time no hear since we've been off these last couple of days.
It seems like, yeah, all like the way, how you take off work.
Hey, absolutely, but it was refreshing. All the way from Delaware, we got our angel, Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hey, now, how y'all doing this evening?
We are good. We are good. Folks, I'm just going to go ahead and welcome our special guest. I believe she's coming from Virginia Beach, Virginia tonight. She travels up and down the East Coast, motivating folks, encouraging folks, sharing the good news. And she's with us tonight, and we are glad for it. Please give it up for Ellen Seaton, all the way from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Welcome to the show, Ellen. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Good evening. Hi, ladies.
No more mask. No more mask. Ellen and I were talking earlier about some other topics that are going to be coming up for the show. And Ellen joined us tonight because we thought it would be great just to kind of jump right into this whole topic of no more mask. When I think of authentic, okay, it is, you know, just it is of undisputed origin, just your genuine self. A lot of times folks put on airs, they put on fronts for people because we don't know how people are going to respond to just our naked truth. And I think, you know, sometimes it causes us to get out of position or it causes us to kind of try too hard and still causes us to be out of position because it's not who we really are. You know, and I know I can speak of, you know, sometimes I think I'm a little boisterous, just kind of keeping it simple, a little boisterous. And sometimes I like to tone it down depending on where I am because of some people, you know, some people can't handle the truth, right? But at the end of the day, the truth is the truth. Taking off the mask tonight, helping people to take off the mask tonight. And because at the end of the day, who you really are, it's who you are. You know, it's who you are. And if you're not where you want to be or if you're not where you think you should be, guess what? Just know that you're a work in progress, and as long as you focus on becoming who you want to be, you'll get there sooner or later. But you shouldn't have to front and put on airs. Now, I'm not saying tell all your business because everything's not for everybody. But at the end of the day, take the mask off. Stop fronting for people. If they can't handle it, that's on them, not you. And I know you all can feel what I'm saying tonight, right?
Yeah. What I'm going to say, I want to add in that, you know, first, I believe I've been reading a book that was really good, and first it says you got to give up the copied life because somewhere along the way we have copied someone else's life based on what I think they want me to be or what I believe I'm supposed to be able to be in that atmosphere. So once I give up that copied life, I'll be able to be authentic with who I'm supposed to be. I know for me, I could speak on a subject because I wore masks for many years. I think that sometimes when you go on the job, you have a different mask. When you're dealing with your family, it's a different mask. When you go to church, it's a different mask. And you kind of master in your life how to be certain things in certain atmosphere, whereas people are just waiting to meet the real you. My pastor always say, when am I going to meet the real you? Let me meet the real you. And that's so profound because we're walking around copying somebody else, whether it be a celebrity, whether it's a friend or family that we think is all that, and we end up living somebody's life that we never really intended to live. So the copied life got to go, finding who I am, being happy in myself, and then I'm able to draw the same energy back to me. But we're drawing people with masks because we're masks ourselves. That's just
absolutely
my little 2 cents there.
No. I think that's powerful. What you just said was we master how to be different things in different atmospheres. I think that is absolutely correct. And I'm just going to step on the ledge and call a spade, I think when it comes to the phony life, when it comes to different faces for different atmospheres, I think the church are the biggest hypocrites when it comes to this. Because
right.
I think we think that, you know, as Christians, and I'm going to say Christians turn off most of the world because
right.
they kind of know who we really are, you know, but when we get into the atmosphere, you know, of Christianity, we tend to become, you know, heavenly. Right? And we're far
mm-hmm.
from heavenly outside of the church, right? And I think
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, if the church is really going to be what it is that God has called us to be, we have to take the mask off. And we
mm-hmm.
got to introduce the real us all the time. And guess what? If the real you, you know, cuss sometimes, guess what? It's
mm-hmm.
okay. It's you being authentic. You got to ask the Lord to forgive you. You know, you have to repent, and at the end of the day, keep it moving. But to act as if you don't cuss, and then people know that you use mofo and everything else when you're not around the saints,
right?
That's not good because it's hypocritical. Folks, tonight, it's Sunday, August 7th. Wow, October 17th, Sunday, October 17th, 2010. Tonight, we're talking about taking off the mask, living your authentic life. I'm here to tell you like this. Perception is reality. But living your authentic self is going to lead to the prosperity that you're really seeking. If
yeah.
anybody can say this, anybody should be able to relate to this, I'll say this because everyone can't say this. Anybody who is living their true self, being who
mm-hmm.
they truly are, they are experiencing more success, more prosperity than those who are faking a funk. Because at the end of the day, you can only fake it for so long before the real you comes out. You know, i.e., you know, Eddie Long. And I'm not going,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't want to turn this into a Eddie Long conversation. But Toya, Dee, can you relate to that?
Relate to the part about just putting on masks
about mask.
In different situations.
About mask, absolutely, absolutely. Just wearing mask.
I think for the most part, I don't think I wear a mask. I'm pretty much myself, regardless of where I'm at. Sometimes I tone it down, depending on where I am, but I don't think I change who I am, per se. I think I'm pretty much myself in any situation. I may at times wear a mask at work. I don't know if they really want all of me all the time at work, but that might be a bit much. But I think for the most part, I'm pretty much myself regardless of what situation I'm in. Like I said, sometimes I tone it down, but I don't think I wear a mask for anyone. I kind of got over that a while ago because you can't please everyone, and you can't be who people want you to be. So, you know.
It's true. No, and I think there's a certain thing that's called professionalism, right? And you always want to be professional in a professional environment. So, you know, I totally get what you're saying when you say they don't want all of you. No, absolutely not, because at the end of the day, all of you may not be professional all the time, right? And there's certain language and certain thoughts and opinions that just aren't relevant in the workplace. But the one thing that you said is you are you all the time. You know, love it or leave it, you know, you are you. And I think at the end of the day, you feel good about that because you're not putting on airs and you're not faking the funk. And I think when it comes to personal things, there are some personal things that we struggle with that's not everybody's business. But I also believe that there's power in our testimony. There's power in sharing what we're going through because a lot of times people think they're in a bubble. And when they hear from other people, they're like, wow, you're going through that too? And I think there's power in that. Dee Dee, can you relate to mask or wearing mask in any way, shape, or form?
I'm going to have to say I think I can. To be honest, I can relate. I think I took my mask off after college and just decided to be me. I won't say when, and even when I was married, I think I even had a mask on then, a mask to, you know, I wasn't me. So the fact that I wasn't me in my mind means I had a mask on. But, so I can relate to masks, but, you know, I just decided that being me was a lot better because I got tired of I know you can't please everybody all the time, but you do. If you have a pleasing spirit, you do your best to try to please those people that are in your circle, close to you. But you know that can present its problems as well. So I just decided, you know, just to be me, 24/7 all the time. I grew up with my mom. You know, I want somebody to praise her, but I really like the fact I always tell her she's very consistent. And Toya as well, I've known her for 12 years. But they're very consistent in what they do. I mean, just how they treat people, how they talk to people, how they handle themselves, how they care. They're just consistent at it, regardless if they're having a bad day, a good day, or whatever kind of day, you know. And I want somebody to strive to be like them, but I strive to just take on that principle and just to be me. And, you know, sometimes it's going to be a little bit too much people, so I make sure I say my prayers that I decrease so that he can increase in me, that I don't, you know, rub people the wrong way. But I just said I'm going to be me. I'm going to be who I am. And, you know, perception is everything, but I just pray that once it's out there that it's meant, you know, it is perceived the way that I meant for it to be perceived. Because, you know, I had to take that mask off. It was killing me. So.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And often we have to look deep within ourselves in order to really, you know, I mean, when I say deep within, I mean like the essence of who we are at our core. You know, the things that we do when we're by ourselves, the things that we do in our secret place, that's really who we are at our essence, right? So you got to confront yourself, and you got to confront that false identity that you've connected with. Let me ask you this, Steve, before we get into this next, before we go into the next break. Even being married, for all of the married people out there, I've never been married, okay, so I can't relate. But how is it possible to enter into a union and still have a mask on?
Because when you take on – when you enter into a union and everything and things are not in order before you enter in, you are entering in with problems. I took on a mask because I have a pleasing spirit. I don't do drama, I don't do stress. So I'm going to dumb down myself as much as I possibly can and do whatever I have to do to make sure that I minimize any stress or drama that can arise, to the point where I put myself in a box and became very predictable and became something I wasn't, you just so it would keep peace in my household. It would make my husband feel more comfortable. But sometimes it's not about so much as feeling comfortable, but he just understanding the person that I am. You understand what I'm saying? And so I wasn't able to be the person that I was because it didn't make him that comfortable. So I just decided, let me be this other person because it, you know, it keeps the peace in my home.
Right. Understood. Folks, it's Sunday, October 17th, and tonight we're talking about no more masks, living your authentic life. What would happen if you stop hiding behind the mask and be who you are truly are, unafraid of rejection and how people will feel? Fear not, because we're all a work in progress. Tonight we discuss this issue with our special guest, Ellen Seaton, out of Virginia Beach, Virginia, and the Angels. Jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. This is Variety, and it's my prayer that everybody take off the mask tonight. Team Hyman Radio Live.
Protect me through
my
day.
And
as I go throughout my day, I continue to talk to you for the steps I
need to take.
And when I lay my head to sleep at night, I pray for your shield of protection. Thank you for the best, so you fight for me.
AC, TM Hyman Radio Live. Coming up here shortly, we have our finance segment coming live out of Delaware from Toya. Tonight we're talking about no more masks, living your authentic life with our special guest, Ellen Seton. Ellen, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
As a man thinketh, so he is. I think a lot of masks come out of, you know, inaccurate truths about ourselves, or the fact that we haven't identified the accurate truths about ourselves. When you think of all of the issues in the world, you know, abandonment issues, criticism, detachment, mm-hmm. I think these are the things that causes us to create masks. It's almost like a protection device, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you said we were preparing for a show a little while ago. I think it was on weight loss. And you said something that I thought was like, you know, like almost prolific at that time, because you have lost an extreme amount of weight and you're looking good these days. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You said something like you were invited to a body magic party. And you said, mm-hmm. you know, You came to grips with the fact that that was the popular thing. It was going, you know, a lot of money being made. But you refuse to put on body magic because you don't want to fake it. You want to look good authentically.
Yeah.
You didn't say authentic, but that's the correlation between, you know, what we talked about then and tonight's conversation. And I thought that was powerful, and that just came back to me over this last break. Explain that and what your thought process regarding body magic was.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I love the body magic anyway, but when I was invited to it, they wanted me to come in the business and, of course, to purchase the product. I saw women being transformed, their body into it. Even people that didn't have a, you know, Coca-Cola bottle shape now had a Coca-Cola bottle shape with a small waist. And I said, oh, my God, this is perfect. But for me to invest $100-something, that was just camouflaging what was underneath. Even though it says that you lose weight, you know, as you wear it, only in certain areas, but you still have to do work. For me, I was like, do I want to purchase this and have it in my closet for those special days? And on the regular days, I'm just going to be out here, my 200-some pounds, just normal. I didn't want that. I wanted to transform my whole body from within. So I didn't get the body magic because that's another mask also. Now, I'm going to say some masks is okay temporarily. But there's some things that we make them so permanent that we forget that we're wearing a mask. Because it's just like the body magic. When you put it on, it transforms your body to the point where it snugs on you where it seems like you don't even have it on after you've worn it for about a week. I wanted to get my body healthy on the inside out. I wanted to actually be able to take my clothes off, actually, and feel good about my body, even though I have flaws. Not that I'm saying as soon as I pop that body magic off, everything just pops out. I didn't want that. And then that wasn't a good example saying, okay, oh, she's looking great, but it's a temporary fix. And I wanted to add also about the mask thing. For me, the type of mask I'm talking about when you brought up the subject was anything that takes you outside of yourself, because we all have personalities and preferences and pet peeves, and you know, God gave us those options so we can have those things, but it's when they become a point to harm someone else or offend someone else, then we have to examine ourselves. So when you're wearing a mask, to me, anything that's going to transform me to totally for what I'm supposed to be, not who I am, because I believe that we're a work in progress. So if I look at myself and say, this is who I am, that doesn't work today, because all of us have something that we can change to better ourselves. It's taking that mask off and saying, okay, how can I be better? If I'm speaking to you, Mr. Hyman, and I say something to offend you, and you said, oh, my gosh, Ellen, I can't believe you said this to me. And I'm looking, well, that's who I am. You know, that's who I talk. Well, I've done that. That is another mask, because there's something I'm hiding behind to be defensive and not acknowledge that I have offended you or hurt your feelings. And I remember a perfect quote that Jeff Norton said to me at Verizon one year. He said, Ellen, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Now, I'm a loving person on the inside. Everybody knows that. But if I needed to be a monster, I could actually be a monster. We all have it in us to be mean or evil or good. And he said, it's how you say it. I had to learn that because I'm very loud. My tone goes up. Well, some people cannot take those tones. I think those are masks that we definitely can work on a daily basis. But the real big mask I'm talking about is the one that actually transforms who you are originally supposed to be. And that way, that's growth cool. cannot come forth. Because something is stopping your growth. Because whatever it is that you're masking, it just stays there. The mask blocks it. It's not moving. It's not going anywhere. So anything that's fruitful on the inside that can come out, it can't because there's a mask. That's what I was trying to bring out before because we all could change different things, but that mask, that main mask that we wear, go out. It's just like if I meet someone, I told you, Mr. Hyman, today that a lot of times as women, I could only speak for myself because I've done this in the past. You're courting, you're meeting somebody, you want to date. And when we go out, we're going to look pretty, we're going to have our hair done. If we invite someone back to our house, we're going to make sure the house is clean. I mean, you're going to think like, wow, this is a wife material. But once we get that person, after a while, when they come over, the house is always dirty, hair is not combed. We get so lax because what happens? It takes work to wear masks. So whatever you did to get that person attention, after a while, you can't do that no more. It takes too much work. You don't go, this is me. He's going to have to set me away. Well, he don't have to because that's not what you actually perceive yourself to be in the beginning. Not saying that every day we're going to be beautiful, but to make the attempt to get up to be who we are, then we don't have to pretend in the process of it. And then we're not really seeing the true heart of the person because everything is the outside appearance. When we mask ourselves, we're really trying to let people see something on the outside that really isn't there. That mask will fall off. It's like mascara. After a while, if you're out in the sun or whatever for days, it's going to start coming off slowly without you even knowing it. The same thing with a mask.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. You just said a mouthful, and you said a couple of buzzwords that stuck out to me. Earlier you said camouflage. That was one word. You just mm-hmm. said heart. That's another thing. I think at the end of the day, it is about our heart. And we have mm-hmm. to enter into safe relationships. See, folks, I understand that this may not be an easy topic for those listening all over the world, right? But in order to take off the mask, one, you got to have God at the center, at your core. Okay, so let me just stop and pause because I haven't said anything about God outside of these songs that we're playing. And I'm not trying to preach tonight, but I am mm-hmm. trying to share good news of the Most High.
Right.
Okay, and he's the one that takes the mask off. All right?
Yeah.
He has to be at the center. But outside of that, okay, once you've acknowledged that you got to put God first, see, you can't begin to take the mask off until you feel safe in the relationships and in an environment
mm-hmm.
that you're not going to be attacked, you're not going to be judged, okay? So that means you have to foster positive relationships, and it starts with the heart. It
right.
starts with the heart. Way too often, men and women, we're looking at each other, looking at the exterior. But at the end of the day, we all have good hearts. Some of us may be loud, like you said, Ellen. Some of us may
yeah.
be a little hardcore, a little rough around the edges. But I believe, again, that's a protection device that a lot
mm-hmm.
of people have in place due to pain, due to hurt, due to abandonment. You know, due to fear, there's a lot of different elements that create those masks. You need safe, positive relationships that help you to take the mask off. But, folks, it starts with God. 2 Corinthians 4:1 says, we see ourselves through other people's view. What I'm here to tell you is you have to look yourself in the mirror and see yourself for who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, if you don't like it, see, God will help you to get to the rest. I believe
yeah.
I believe it, and I've been able to take some mask off in my life and kind
yeah.
of live a little more free because
yeah.
I asked for some help for the Most High and things that I couldn't control myself. Folks, you are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman, 917-889-3926. We got Ellen Seton live from Virginia Beach, Virginia tonight. We're talking about no more mask, living your authentic self. I'm going to tell you like this, folks. We see ourselves through other people's view. and you got to stop that. Ellen said at the top of the show, the copied life. We're looking at one another copying what we think life is supposed to be based on what we see. Okay, and at the end of the day, you got to stop it. People who judge you, people who define you based on a season or an event in your life, guess what?
Right.
That's their business. Know that
right.
a season or an event does not define you. On the other side of this right here, we got our health and wellness segment coming up from Toya out of Delaware. This is a throwback, y'all. It's Tony Rich. Nobody knows. We'll be right back. Team Hunter Radio Live. Hyman Radio Live, Tony Rich, Nobody Knows But Me, coming all the way live from Delaware. We have our health, not even our health, all the way live from Delaware tonight. We have our finance segment. Toya, unless
thank
you have
you.
Some health you want to share too.
No, not this evening. I just wanted to give a little information on credit cards. We've talked about credit cards a lot in the past. So I just wanted to give five myths about credit cards. While there are a lot of people who suggest that you have to have a credit card or that you need a credit card for emergency purposes and things of that sort, there are a lot of people nowadays that are saying that you don't necessarily have to have a credit card to make it. The first myth is that you need a credit card to build credit. And the truth is you build credit by paying your bills on time. So nowadays, you can build enough credit to qualify for a home loan by paying your rent on time for several years and by paying utility bills on time. You destroy your credit when you do not pay your bills on time. You know, so utility companies and other businesses can send you to a collection agency if you don't pay on time. So you don't necessarily need a credit card to build your credit history. It's probably one of the faster ways to build your credit history, but it's not the only way to build your credit history. The second thing would be, you need a credit card to shop online or to rent a car. And in years in the past, that was actually the case. You couldn't rent a car, you couldn't shop online unless you actually had a credit card. But now, since debit cards have been introduced, you no longer need a credit card to do these things. In fact, you can do everything with a debit card that you can with a credit card, except spend money that you do not have. So you should not be doing that anyway. Debit cards can be used anywhere a credit card can, and it completely debunks the statement that you need one to rent a car. The only thing is, of course, you know, there are sometimes additional fees or monies associated with renting cars with a debit card, but you can do that. You don't necessarily have to have a credit card to do so. Third thing, I need a credit card for emergencies. Well, if you plan well, you should set up an emergency fund for emergencies, which is something else we've talked about. You should have an emergency fund that has at least $1,000 in it. But if you can manage to, try to have at least 3 to 6 months of expenses saved up. That way you have enough money in case anything happens that you can fall back on it and not worry about meeting your mortgage or rent payments and utilities and things of that sort. Fourth, I need a credit card to save money on my purchases. A lot of people get drawn into signing up for credit cards that you definitely do not need, especially when you're in a local department store shopping. You hear a lot of people say you can save 15% on this purchase or 20% on this purchase today if you sign up for our card. But just remember that if you do that, if you miss just one payment, that's usually about $30 out the window. So you have probably lost your 15 to 20% savings that you signed up for in the very beginning. So no, you don't need that. If you do a little research online, which we always talk about, for coupons, you can probably find a coupon to save that 15 to 20% and stay away from signing up for department store credit cards. And the last thing is I need a credit card to earn rewards. You'll see a lot of credit cards being advertised on TV these days, for instance, Discover Card, Bank of America, where you get cash back on all monies that you spend on your credit card. Well, unless you're using your credit card the proper way, which is paying your bill in full every month, then you're really not getting any money back. And you have to spend a significant amount of money to get enough rewards back to even make it worth your while. So if you plan on signing up for one of these types of cards, it should be for something that you're using on everyday expenses, something that you can pay your card in full every month, you know, for gas, groceries, things of that sort. If you're just using it for purchases that you don't have the money for anyway, then you're not necessarily going to pay your bill off in time, which means the rewards that you're getting back is just money off of interest that you're going to end up paying back to the company anyway. So just keep that in mind. Again, you don't have to have a credit card. I mean, I would say that it's a good thing to have a credit card just as a lifeline because you never know what can happen. But if you're not someone that manages your money wisely, then you definitely should stay away from credit cards and just use cash or debit cards and just have emergency funds in the bank to make sure everything is taken care of. So, again, you don't have to have a credit card. It's a good thing to have one, but nowadays it's not a must-have.
Folks, take off the mask. Let's stop living above our means and be better stewards of what God has blessed us with. All my Dexter fans, 1 hour, 14, 13 minutes, 57,
yes, sir,
58,
yes,
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
These are my confessions. That's when I thought I said all I can say. My chick on the side, she got one on the way. These are my confessions. Man, I'm thrown and I don't know what to do. I guess I gotta give part two of my confessions. If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn, it's right when I got that phone call. I'm so cold, I don't know what to do but to give part two of my confessions.
It's gonna be the thing I think I ever had to do. Got me talking to myself, asking how I'm gonna tell you. Pop that chick on part one, I told y'all I was creeping with. Creeping with. Say she's 3 months pregnant and she's keeping it. The first thing that came to mind was you. Second thing was, how do I know if it's mine and is it true? Third thing was me wishing that I never did what I did. How I ain't ready for no kid and bye bye to a
relationship.
Joining us live from Charlotte, North Carolina, that angel has finally flown in. CeeLo, welcome to
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
Hey, CeeLo.
Hey.
This has been a pretty interesting conversation, folks. Tonight we're talking about no more masks, living our authentic lives. 917-889-3926 is the number. 917-889-3926 definitely is the number. And in order to live an authentic life, I think, you know, trust has to be prevalent in your life. You know, I think trust is one of the main reasons why we actually put on so many masks. You know, trust specifically, but detachment, abandonment, and criticism. Now, I'm going to go to the lines, but I think criticism probably is number one. Just the whole concept of things like, you know, men don't cry, or boys don't cry. You know, unloving attacks when, guess what, men and boys absolutely cry. But when we hear those type of things from our society, you know, it makes us put on masks. It makes us harden up when we really feel like falling apart. And I think those are the type of things that we have to be very mindful of as individuals when we start the process of taking off the mask. 917-889-3926 is the number. Area code 443. We know this number, 0194. You're on with Ellen Seaton and the Angels. Your name, where you calling from?
What's good, man? This is OD. I'm calling for right now. I'm actually in Baltimore right now, though. I just wanted
Baltimore,
to call and show y'all some love.
What's cracking, OD?
What's good with you, my dude? I'm calling in. I heard y'all talking about masks and stuff. I want to be down with this conversation. How y'all doing?
Hey, OD, how old are you, man?
My birthday on the 8th of November, so I'm going to be 21 years of age. I could drink legally.
21. Oh, 21, you said you could drink legally. Hey, Ellen.
Yes.
You said what?
You have, your boys are how old?
23, 28, and 15.
Help OD. OD is a friend of the show. He's a recording artist about to turn 21. He said he want to be down with this conversation of no more masks. But Ellen, I would say this. OD is one of several in his crew. He's really the leader that really haven't had moms in their life. So as a mom, you know, talking to a 21-year-old who wants to be down with taking off the mask, what advice do you have?
Oh, that's great to hear, because actually I think a lot of young people walk around with masks. I know my boys did, because they're trying to be, instead of finding their own self, what they're supposed to be, they're trying to be someone else. Everybody want to be a PDD or somebody, you know, that's same us already, where we don't really know what it took for that person to get to where they are today. Because actually we want to be what people are today, but if we had to walk their life, some of us wouldn't make it through. So I encourage you to, whatever you're doing, that you're finding what you're good at, do what you do best, and enjoy doing it, and the people will come around and accept you. If you're authentically doing what you love, you're going to be successful. But if you're constantly finding ways to please other people, then it's not going to work, definitely. You'll end up in a lot of trouble. Your name will be known today, tomorrow it's not. But being yourself as a young man, 21 years old, you said, I can legally drink. I hope that's soda. but you know, I know what you mean. But I'm just saying, finding yourself will help you in the long run, because I have some boys. In fact, I had two older sons who's been in prison at the same time, and they've gone through the cycle for years. And one of the things I found is, they did not have their fathers in their life as a role model. Not saying it's an excuse. However, to me, they were always trying to be someone else on the street. Whether it's the friend that looked like they had a nice car or the one that had money in their pocket, they were trying to be like someone else. And because of that, they copied what someone else was doing and find themselves that it didn't work for them. The results was not the same.
But then that's part of the process of finding yourself, though.
It is a process, but as long as we know, because actually making mistakes and so forth is a part of life, but as long as we understand the process of life is not easy, some of us are going to survive through it and some will die. So what I may do and I may survive, you may do, but you will die instantly, because we all are made up differently. So I always tell people, choose your battles. Choose your path, because whatever I do and you do, the results may not be the same. So what risk are you willing to take?
And see, and that's the thing that people don't even pay attention to, that it is a process when you're trying to learn yourself. Now, I'll say this, I was thinking about it the other day, because someone asked, where did the parents go wrong? Of like the generation of kids, you know, you have the teenagers that don't know what respect is, don't know how to respect adults or anyone else or themselves. For that matter.
Right.
And what I thought about was, our parents were so stuck on providing for us that they did not answer those questions that we had for them because we had no idea what questions to ask because
right.
we were just surviving and learning how
right.
to, okay, we got to cook this because such mm-hmm. as whatever parental unit is not home or whatever guardian isn't there, and we don't know when they're going to be home because they're working 2 and 3 jobs. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kids end up, we raised, a lot of our generation raised ourselves, and that's why a lot of us,
yeah.
like I say, are a little more mature, but we were also in the era of getting our tails beat as well.
Yeah.
And the teenagers
yeah.
that we look at now and the parents we look at now, they weren't getting their tails beat. You see what I'm
yeah.
saying? They weren't being explained to. They don't even know how to wash clothes or even go grocery shopping or
right.
any of that. You know, it's just like we're so ill-prepared. We damn sure know how to survive. We just don't know how to
right.
live life, you know.
Right.
And, I'll step back and let someone else talk now.
No.
That's cool.
This
That's
is good stuff. This is good stuff. How we see ourselves determines who we will be. OD, at 20 years old, about to be 21, November 8th, what is the most difficult aspect of trying to make it right now, you know, from your view? When it comes to criticism, you know, what is the number one, piece of criticism that you're trying to escape right now that causes you to wear a mask as a 20-year-old?
Honestly, being 21, oh, that's crazy, though. I'm going to be happy when I make it. If I make it, I got like a couple days left, so if I make it, that's crazy. Like, 21, we going to be 21, so, like, that's crazy. But as far as the mask thing, I don't know. I never thought long term. That's the part right there. I think that's it, thinking long term. I never, ever thought long term. When I turned 18, I was like, oh, man. That's
so
crazy.
You didn't think,
like,
you would make it to C-18? You didn't think you would make it to C-18?
No. They started shooting me when I was like 13, 14. When I was like 13, 14, that's how old we started getting shot at. Like, that's crazy. So
wow.
I made it 18, like, they threw a party for me. You know what I'm saying? 19 came, I was like, oh, man, I got to do something. So, like, I went reserve.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Then 20 came, I was like, oh, snap. 21 by the great cut, that's love. That's how it is, though. Like, I guess I'm going to be
here. You got to understand that God has a plan for you, my friend, and you have to start seeing yourself for who you are authentically. You know what I'm saying? You're not a gangster. You're not a gangbanger. You know, you're not a victim, you know, of the streets. And I understand that's what
right.
you've been familiar with. Right? And
right.
that's what you've been seeing. But you got to see yourself in a whole different light, man. And you got to actually see that's interesting you said to me. But guess what? You represent a lot of people, a lot of young
yeah.
people that believe the same way. They don't have a vision.
Right.
They don't
right.
really see themselves
right.
beyond today.
Yeah, I don't know nobody who thought they'd make it to 21. Like,
right.
honestly, like, I don't know none of my friends. You know what I'm saying? Some of them didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is.
Yeah,
but.
Because it was a life that, you see, that's why I always tell people that it's, you know, like, when you're in a certain situation, I like to say, like, it's hard for you to get yourself out of a situation that you don't even know you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I know I can speak for myself. I agree with Aldi. I was at a point where I didn't think I was going to make it to 21, but it was because it was the life that I was living. It was the people
mm-hmm.
that I was around. It was the things that I was doing that I was
right.
fully cognitive of what I was doing, and it's like, okay, I just knew I had to be strategic about it. But then
mm-hmm.
I started looking around and like, okay, I'm on my own. I don't have anybody to fall back on. So what do I do now? Am I going to just fall back on my homeboys? Nah, because they're going to fall, you know, they're on their own, right? So I was like, okay, I have to change. That's what made me go in the Army. No, I didn't want to really go in there, but I was like, it was either that or maybe I would be dead at 21. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So even though I didn't want to be there, it was my out. Because I really
yeah.
probably, you know, I might have even really been, like, really, really rich or dead. So, you know, we do have to choose our
right.
battles, but the thing is choosing how to choose a battle.
No, absolutely.
You don't know.
And you
right.
know what? I appreciate the realness and the honesty of OD. And, again, that's
yeah.
why I want to rally around him any opportunity I get, because at the end of the day, you know, we only can relate to what we can relate to. Exactly. And we got to see ourselves beyond. And this is what I'll say to you, OD. I said it earlier, and I'll repeat it again. We are not defined by events or a season in our life.
Right.
Okay? You're not defined by a season or an event in your life. See, we think like this. We think, you know, because we do dirt, that, you know, God's going to punish us. See, that's the trick of the enemy and bad preaching out of the pulpit in our communities. Because God is a loving God. And at the end of the day, we are all a work in progress. You know what I'm saying? So regardless of what you're doing today, if you want better, I told you the last time we was on the phone, you know, if you want better, you can do better. You can receive better.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a renewing of the mind, my brother. And guess what? Not only did you see 18, you know, you're going to see 21, and you're going to see 25, and you're going to see 35, and by 35, hopefully by 25. You know, you're going to have a whole different mindset because you can't keep doing the same thing expecting a different result. And I'll be honest, I didn't see myself living past 25. And I've always had big dreams. But I thought that because society and the media was saying that young black men was dying at an alarming rate, I thought, guess what? What make me any different than those other young black men?
Right.
But when I started to separate myself and build my dream and take the right actions, guess what? I started feeling better about my future. So in order to, you got to get in position, brother. You got to get in position.
Exactly.
If you just joined the show, this is a good conversation tonight. This is Real Talk, TM Holland Radio Live. It's Sunday, October 17, 2010. What would happen if you stopped hiding behind the mask and be who it is you are truly designed to be, unafraid of rejection and how people feel? Guess what? Fear not. We're all a work in progress. Tonight we're discussing this issue with our special guest, Ellen Seton. You're invited to join us, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. The angels are quiet tonight, but I know y'all just want us to pause.
Look, I want to say this, though. First, I want to say to an OD, I mean, I want to piggyback off what you said, TM. We're going to rally around and help OD out. But look, OD, we mean that, though. Like, I'm talking about, like, you're not going to fall at all. And I think we'll reach out to anyone that we are able to help, you know. So, you know what, I want to tell y'all this, too. The other day, someone asked me, how do you learn yourself, right? And I would say, for real, pay attention to your feelings. Pay attention to your intuition. Pay attention to those feelings that you have. If it doesn't feel right, 9 times out of 10, it's not. If you know you don't like something, don't be afraid to state that. You don't have to be nasty about it, but, you know, you have to learn. You have to learn you, like, what you like and what you don't like. You have to be honest with yourself, and honesty with yourself
and not
is really
just go with
starts.
The flow. Stop just going with the flow.
Leaders don't go with the flow. Leaders create the flow.
Leaders do not go with the flow. Folks, we're going to pick this conversation up on the other side of this joint right here. It's Vail, Put Me in a Game, TM Holland Radio Live. This is a good one tonight.
I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
Head coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, you remind me you who I'm choosing. Had her nails, nails the feet, put her in and shoot the three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she love the D. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Ollie hoop it to her, lay it up and knock the jumpers down. Start with the whistle sound. You gotta bend it down, all four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard, slipped and got your shot blocked.
It's teamwork, extending your plan, time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running ticking time. Call a timeout right now, you gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game.
Boy, I told you, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, post. 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 My style, I got you like wild. Boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, post. Put me in the game, post. Put me in the game, post. Put me in the game, post.
Cleats laced, undefeated, baby screaming, shout. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball around, hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game, coach.
You, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy don't play around. Last innings with positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit a chat. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best from my team, so play by the rules. Scouts in the game to check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. Be trained, she shooting any and everything. When she in, it's no losing, never get substituted. Where's number one on the jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad, she like, take me out the game,
coach. I know you feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, post. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, post. Put me in the game, post. Put me in the game, post. Put me in the game, post.
Radio Live, I'm your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman. It's 8:09 in New Haven, Connecticut. It's 8:09 out in Atlanta. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Tonight we're talking about living the authentic life, no more mask. Authentic, it means not false or copied. It's genuine, real, entitled to acceptance or belief because of an agreement with a known fact. Okay, trustworthy. That's who you are. You know, are you living your authentic life? What would happen if you stop hiding behind the mask? You'd probably find that people aren't as concerned about those things that you think they're concerned about. You may find that people will accept you for who you are without putting on all the airs and all the fronting. You know, a lot of times we live above our means. You know, we broke as a joke. But we living like, you know, like we got it going on. You know, we got to stop this stuff, folks, because at the end of the day, we really can't be who it is God's called us to be fronting. Again, I think the church is probably one of the most hypocritical institutions in the world because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, everybody in the world can snap back. You know, I mean, when you look at broadcasters and celebrities who've fallen off, you know, because they did something that was not aligned with a rule or a regulation. All they did, they went away and they came back. Over time, we forgot all about it. You know, the church is probably the only people, the only institution that doesn't allow people to snap back without a whole bunch of criticism, and they're supposed to be the hospital. Folks, if we are really going to live the life that God has called us to live. We got to stop fronting, take off the mask. Ellen, you stated something earlier about the heart and about relationships, specifically men and women. I think you were onto something. Expound a little bit more.
Well, what I was talking about based on some of my experience and some of my friends that I have over the years and watched some things they've gone through in relationship, I was saying that a lot of times we as women, we're looking for something from the outside. We go out, we meet people, and we're looking at whether it's what they drive, what they have on, what type of job they have. All these type of things make a difference. We'll say, well, I don't care about what he have, but really, until you get to know the heart of the person, you're really making a determining factor whether they're qualified to be a mate or even someone to even talk to based on what the outside is. And we have been taught how to say what others want to hear. So we can think we're all smart and everything, like, oh, I know if he's lying. No, we don't, because people have been taught over the years, say, I know what she wants to hear. I'm going to say to her, and I'm going to get her. Once I get her, it's another story. So I believe that we have to really search for the heart. Get to know someone. Start talking with them and know what's on the inside, because you'll find that the outside package may look a little raggedy, but when you get to know that person, you're like, oh, my gosh, they've got a $1 million heart. Can I work better with a man that has a $1 million heart and a raggedy outside appearance better than someone who has a raggedy heart and a $1 million outside appearance? I prefer the heart. Because you can fix up the outside any way, anytime you want to. But I think from my experience, I've been married twice. And my first marriage, I believe that my husband, for me, I put everything into the marriage. It was like I doing it. I mean, he loved me, but I did everything. I did everything. I wanted to make him happy and do everything. And after the years of me going through that marriage over 10 years and was not going anywhere, I finally went, this is it. Now I'm saying, well, God, I deserve somebody who is going to love me, take care of me. I'm tired of being the one to do everything, blah, 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 and all of this. Well, finally, a man came that had all those little qualities. But guess what? I looked at the outside appearance. I qualified him based on the things that I didn't have in the other relationship and I lacked. And those were the things I went by. Oh, he gave me money to do my nails. He loves me. He calls me. He sends me on trips. But on the inside, it was not good. And right. Come to find out within 3 months, the marriage was that I was in love with him. I was in love with the outer appearance, so I was lost.
Right, right.
Right.
And a lot of us get definitely caught in that, because cute don't pay the bills. I'll say that.
I know.
It sure does not.
You're right.
It does not. And the thing is, I gave up on dating men with potential. I really did, because I got potential. But I know what I'm going to do with mine. I don't have time to figure out what theirs is and nurture them and all that crazy crap. They can't get it together. Then they just need to be with somebody else. And I'll just
let's
single
go to the line.
That
we got a caller. Area code 201. Area code 2. Yeah, you drive a hard bargain. Area code 201. Last four digits, 3008. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. You're on the air with the Angels and Ellen Seton tonight. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Area code 201. Last four digits, 3008. All right, look like we lost them. No, I totally understand, CeeLo, that, you know, potential can only get you so far.
Yeah.
But I do believe that it starts with rapport building, and it starts with trying to establish some type of relationship. Now, people are confused by the term relationship. Relationship doesn't always mean sexual, doesn't always mean intimate.
Right.
All of us on this show tonight, all of us trying to, you know, educate folks tonight, we're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a relationship. And at the end of the day, we kind of know each other's strengths, each other's weaknesses. And, you know, I mean, everybody on this show tonight has potential. But
yeah,
at the
yeah
end of the day, I get what you're saying. You don't have time to cultivate potential. You know, somebody should already know exactly what they're doing, so I get that. Miss Willingham, I definitely want to hear from you tonight. Would you date a man with a $1 million heart but was struggling financially?
Oh, okay. Wow, what a question. I'm going to say this. I'm going to date a man. God's going to allow me to date a man that meets all of my needs, and we're going to work on some of my wants. So my prayer
is he's going to have a $1 million heart, and his outside is going to be $1 million too. So I don't, me personally, will I date a man? No, because I don't think that's who God's going to bring in my family. He's going to bring me who I ask for. So, I mean, but if I was out there looking, I really don't know. I must say, you know, I've come to a different place. My mindset is definitely different now. So, you know, when I dropped that mask, it's like, whew, just being me, just finding out who I was and all about me and what I want, my needs and things like that. So I'm really not sure if I could give you a straight-up answer. Would I date a man with a $1 million heart and raggedy outside of, or, you know, struggling financially? I don't know. I'm gonna say this. I know that I'm going to date a man that's not going to be struggling financially, and it's going to have a $1 million heart, either because that's my prayer, and because when it's that time, that's who's going to come across my path, and that's what it is. That's what I believe, and that's what I'm going to hold firm to, you know, until it happens. But let me also say this, to kind of wrap up with everybody. I had the opportunity to speak with your mother yesterday, and you know, speaking with your mom is always a marvelous, marvelous thing. And you know what she said to me? And it sums up everything that we're talking about as far as masks. Because we're talking about, basically, please, if you put on this mask to be somebody else for somebody else, you're not being yourself. But, you know, and we do it for a whole, I mean, many, many different reasons. Now, only thing I can say is it may be a little different for those who don't know God or who don't, you know, who aren't saved or aren't Christian or whatever the case may be. But your mom said this. She says, you know what? Stop trying to get right. Stop trying to make it right. Stop trying to be whatever. She said, just love God. She said, you ain't got to please nobody. You ain't got to answer to nobody. You just love God. And as long as you love him, the rest will fall in this place. And I said, you know what? I said, she couldn't have said something. But I mean, because, you know, you walk around trying not to, you know, you want to please this person. You don't want to be a disappointment over here. You want to do, and sometimes you don't even look at it as mad. But, you know, if you just walk around, just love God. Work on loving him, and the rest will fall in this place. And I'm like, you know what? That, to me, that was like, what I needed to make me feel that much better about me, just like, you know, just dropping any residue of the mask, you know, any that mask residue that was still lingering on me. If I'm like, you know what, I'm going to just love God, and the rest will fall in this place.
Yeah, absolutely.
The question I'll pose this to everyone that's listening and the callers. Do y'all think y'all know yourselves well enough that you'll be able to recognize that person that is for you?
Mm-hmm. This time, yeah. I think he's allowing me to know myself, because I think that's my prayer. That's what I'm working on. That's what I want. I want him to. I want to get to a place where, you know what, I can hear him. And I can hear him say, when he comes out the bank, when that man come out the bank, or he come out the diner, or I walk past him and wherever I am, and on Saks Fifth Avenue or wherever I'm located, he's going to tell me that's him. And I'm going to say, okay. And it's going to, I'm going to be loving the Lord, and the rest going to fall in his place.
I'll say this. Most people think that they do. But the reality is, most people don't even know who they are.
Right.
So at the end of the day, how can you identify who it is that's for you? Because you really, you know, all of us have twins. Because there's always good versus evil. There's divinity versus humanity, right? There's the spirit and there's the flesh. And I don't really, you know, I get what people are saying, but the reality is our flesh is always battling with our spirit. We all have a twin.
Right.
So it depends on who shows up today.
Right.
Who shows up within the hour?
More strong.
That's how you. So it just, and it's, it go, what you just said that my mom told you is real. You got to take it to the Lord, and you got to confront yourself with your issues, because we all have a twin. And you being able to identify who it is that's for you depends on who showed up today, you or your twin. We'll be back.
And Mr. Hyman, I'm sorry to say this, but I want to say really quickly before you go to the next thing is that one of the things I find is that a lot of times we walk around and say, well, you know, we pray and we know God. And I believe that we have mastered the talk also because we're imperfect people serving a perfect God. We're going to mess up sometime. And when we mess up, we're going to make wrong choices because we have a flesh that we want to satisfy. I have preferences. It doesn't mean it's God's preference. He gives us that ability to do that, but a lot of times we fall short. So that's why I say sometimes even when we say, this is what I'm looking for, we may be saying one thing, but God is saying, well, you're looking over there, but you're going to miss it because what I have for you is over there, and the package don't look like what you're looking for. But spiritually, if you're connected, you'll recognize that it's not the package you're looking for, but it's the one that looks off from what my natural eyes see. And that's sometimes I think we as women, we lose. Because what we're saying we need and we want, the package we're looking for, God now said, I'm going to shift this. Because I want to see if it's just a package you're interested in. Because he has a bigger purpose when he connects us to a mate. He's not just thinking, I want to pleasure Ellen and I want her to be happy. It's not about me. So when he does that connection, he has a bigger picture. So sometimes I know I've missed it because of those criteria. So I say, Lord, what is your will? Now he'll say, Ellen, well, you have some preferences? Put it in. Doesn't mean I'm going to have it all that I need ask for. But he may grant them based on my ability to be able to handle it. Because a lot of times we want something we're not ready to handle. You know, and that's how I look at it, because biblically, it changes the standards. Everything we think we need, biblically, if you read all of the stories, the men in the Bible, Moses, everybody, when you look at these people that turn out to do great works, they would not be the picture that we say today that we're looking for. But we miss it. But those were great people that God used to a level that some of us will never attain. So I think sometimes it could be a little confusing.
No, it can be confusing, and I think Calvary is confusing. And for folks who are listening, you just tuned into the show, again, it's October 17th, and tonight we're talking about No More Masks, and you heard God, you know, be mentioned within this hour. And whether you are a believer or not, at the end of the day, you know, you have got to come to grips with who you are, okay? Because it's so easy to say, you know, I'm looking for God to this, looking for God to do that. But at the end of the day, you know, we have got to be honest with who we are. And you know, we can sit and talk to people, but until you are able to tell people all of your dirt and you not be ashamed about it, I mean, the lowest end of your dirt. Some of us are dirty.
Yeah.
Some of us are extremely dirty. And until we are able to air our laundry and not be embarrassed about it, we can't keep leaning on God and talking about God, because at the end of the day, it starts with you. So I don't want to make this sound like it's a preaching type of deal up in here, because at the end of the day, most of us fail. Most of us don't get it right. Most of us have that twin that comes out more than often.
I know for sure.
The dirt. Most of that person shows up more than often. But see, when we're around certain people, then we get this holier-than-thou air. See, folks, we got to take the mask off to start living the authentic life. You got to confront your issues and be willing to talk about your issues. That's what this show is about, and I'm loving it tonight.
But you may want to start with changing the circle that you're in. I know I did.
I don't know what just happened there. You said it starts with changing the circle. You said it starts with changing the circle.
Yeah, I said it starts with changing the circle that you're in, the people that you're around. Because I'm telling you, when you start with yourself, right? And you say to yourself, okay, who is it that I could take with me where I want to go in life, right? When you make that list of people right there, when I tell you that you won't even want to deal with those people who didn't make the list.
Right.
Because those same people that you have on your list now, that's a short list, and you can go through and you can contact these people and just see where their heads are. And if it goes along with your life plan is, then you can keep them in that circle. If not, then release them from the circle and don't be afraid of it. And just know that it's a conscious decision that you make within yourself. It's not to be offensive to anyone else. They just have to respect it. And you have to be clear in your release of these people. You know what I'm saying?
And it comes down to discipline. It comes down to discipline as well. You got to learn how to discipline yourself because, listen, I'm going to tell you like this. How is it possible, okay, and I'm about to go there. As a Bible-toting Christian, I'm about to go there. How is it possible that a Muslim, okay, who does not possess the power of Jesus Christ in their life are more disciplined than Christians who supposedly have the power of God? See, at the end of the day, it's about our behavior, and it's about those things we have to change within ourselves. It's about discipline. And too
many
of us,
in discipline.
But not necessarily. Not necessarily, because I know some folks who converted from Christianity to Islam specifically because of some discipline. Now, this is the thing. They came back. But they could appreciate the discipline that Islam had. So I say that to say, you don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to be a believer. You know, at the end of the day, it really starts with yourself making a conscious decision. And at the end of the day, if they don't like it, so what? I don't care if you drink. I don't care if you smoke. I don't care if you're gay. At the end of the day, if you want to change your behavior, guess what? You got to confront those things that you're no longer comfortable with and make a decision. Apply some discipline. We'll be right back with our entertainment and national news.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
TM Hyman Radio Live, your hip hop informer with entertainment and national news. CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time. It is Sunday, October 17th. Your entertainment news for this week. I want to start out with Alicia Keys and Swiss Beatz. They brought a new baby into the world on Thursday night in New York, and this is their first child together. Yes, I know, right? I want to see the baby. I know it's gorgeous, but, like, this is his fourth child and her first, so this is going to be interesting. The baby's name is Egypt Daoud. Yeah, Egypt Daoud Dean. That's a beautiful name. And so I want to see pictures, though. I was looking, searching, can't find them yet, but I know probably within the next couple of months we'll have some more to talk about.
How about next, the next week we'll have some pictures of the baby? Get out of here.
I hope so. Well, I don't know. She's kind of private, so I don't know about that. She's very public about herself, but I don't know how public she's going to be about this baby. We'll see.
I'm going to get us some pictures.
Okay. Don't be scared. Don't get arrested for stalking. Well, look, on to let's go to our next favorite person, T.I. A day after he talked the suicidal man off a ledge, he was sentenced to return to jail for another 11 months after getting caught with drugs last month. So I'm still pulling for T.I., but I'm glad he only got 11 months. Good gracious. I'm glad he could have got years after that, you know, for probation violation. But, yeah, exactly. Well, let's go to Miley Cyrus, where she pretty much continued to disappoint her fans because she did a she did a lap dance. Well, first she did a pole dance at the MTV Kids Choice Awards the other night, and so people weren't really happy about that. And they said her video was really racy.
How old is Miley Cyrus? How old is she?
Well, she's 18 now. She's 18 now, but, I mean, she has so many children and little girls following her, you know, that I don't think it's appropriate right now. Like, after she turns 21, it may be more appropriate, but she just has so many little girls following her right now, and she knows that.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I agree.
She's going to be doing PSAs in a couple of months. How about that? And look, how about this another pretty lady, Christina Aguilera. She filed for divorce after 5 years of marriage. Now, it's rumored that her marriage was an open marriage. And right now, like, an unidentified woman has come forward to say that she was approached by Aguilera's team, you know, to, you know, for a potential hookup. And but right now, Christina's just chilling in Hawaii, waiting for a new edition hotel that she's opening. So,
can you clarify for folks who really aren't into, you know, like, open marriages? Can you clarify what an open marriage is?
Well, an open marriage is, some people classify it different, but where you can pretty much, she could bring other people home. Like, she could bring other women home, and they could have her husband, and this other person can engage in, you know, intimate relations, and everything be cool between the married partners. You
how
know,
is
like,
that possibly a marriage? How is that a union?
You know what, though? It is a union in a way, because, look, that takes discipline, though, because that really is separating pleasure from personal. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
That's another show. Right. We're going to probably later on this week. Let's make that Wednesday. I'm going to try to run this down real quick, though. Kareem Biggs, Rockefeller co-founder, him and 42 others faced 10 years in life in prison for allegedly distributing over 1,000 kilos of marijuana. And they were arrested on the 15th of October in an 18-month operation called Operation Green Venom. Now, this ring had been allegedly a part of this ring since 92, and this whole group, they control the market in New York as far as marijuana goes. And in addition to the arrest, a advertising executive for High Times, he was arrested, and the agents confiscated $1 million in worth of drug profits and 177 pounds of marijuana. So, you know, I don't know. A lot of people will be hurting after that, I guess. But last but not least, this past Wednesday, the Cameron Village Shopping Center in Raleigh, how about a lesbian couple were asked to leave the mall after greeting with a hug and a kiss. And the security officer told them that they needed to leave because they were being inappropriate, and nobody wants to see that here in Cameron Village. But this Saturday, the couple met with the property managers, and they also got a letter of apology. And, you know, they're supposed to be going through, the people at the mall are supposed to now be going through the special sensitivity training. But, you know, there's going to be more fights for the, you know, gay rights. So, I don't know. We'll see how that goes.
Wow. Sensitivity training. I'm surprised they didn't file a lawsuit.
They can. They can.
Entertainment and national news. CeeLo, Charlotte.
Hello?
I don't know what happened there.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live, live, live. Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Not really sure how we got to this point, but we here now, it is what it is. That's what they say, right? But still, at the very least, I owe you this.
Girl, you held me down from the start. When I used to wear the flowers, so now there's no more that can replace you. Cause the whole world is coming down. Cause I got the money now, but they will.
Trying to figure what went wrong, my head is in a tailspin. Hey, your countless amount of time, tried to apologize, still wasn't good enough for you. So clue me what to do, gotta put this train back on track. Maybe a trip down memory lane will help set us back. Remember the room, damn shorty the room. Check in Friday, check out Sunday afternoon. At grandma's house, we was chilling, ordered chicken wings with fried rice. That was the life, never needed anything else long as we had each other. Spinning them weekends undercovers, a ghetto love. But then the paper came, so did the pain. Too much to yell, not enough to wane. And now your heart is cold as ice to everything I say. Hopefully this storm will melt it away. I need
you
today. Like Android, but now I'm missing in the Vandross. Our house is not a home. I tell you to come back. Your face is stone as you tell me no. Damn shorty, you're still coping, hoping another dude didn't touch. The thought alone's a bit much. These stupid games I played, in the end I lost your heart. Now I wish you hit the start. It's time I play to win, determined for that high score. The prize being you tell me that I'm forever yours. Wits ain't as high, jewels ain't as bright. Days like a battle with Mayweather in a prize fight. Almost out for the count, put down on one knee. With this ring telling you, you need to be with me. Of all the treasures in this entire world, never knew the value of a good girl. I know now,
for
I need you.
I need you. Girl, you're all that I need.
Just because
Triple Beam, Trey Songz.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live, your hip-hop informer. Thanks for joining me tonight. It's Sunday, October 17th. It's 5:43 out in San Diego, California. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Folks, tonight we've been talking about No More Mask, Living the Authentic Life. And I want to just remind us, in Jeremiah 29:11, Jeremiah reminds us that God has a plan for us, okay, and that plan is for us to prosper and not fail. And I just want to let anybody out there that's a believer or that's not a believer, we've got to enter into a relationship in which we understand that, you know, God is here to help us. He loves us. People shun us. People, you know, judge us. That's not God, all right? You have to go through a process in order to advance. You can't bypass the process. And it's not what you go through, it's how you respond to it. See, we've been taught to believe that if something doesn't happen for you, it's because your faith wasn't strong enough. Well, I'm here to tell you like this. I've been in some situations in which I had no faith at all. God still showed up.
Okay, let's work it out.
God still moved. So don't believe the hype that what you do, you know, is going to send you into a fiery pit of hell. You need to pick yourself up, dust your shoulders off, repent, and keep it moving. Don't fall into the pit of criticism. Don't fall into the pit of judgment. Know in your heart, you know, what's going on with you, and you got to give it to God. Don't give it to your cousin. Don't give it to your boyfriend. Don't give it to your mama. Don't give it to your daddy, because 9 times out of 10, they're going to give you some advice that's going to mess you up. Because guess what? They're messed up. You have to enter into a relationship with your father that doesn't change, okay? People might change, but God doesn't change. Stop being so hard on yourself. Stop being so hard on yourself. OD, stop being so hard on yourself.
Yeah. I can't even grasp what it does, you know what I mean? I'm chilling, you know? I'm here for a reason, like you said, you know? I'm just maintaining.
You're absolutely here for a reason. Hey,
you know what I mean?
Don't just become comfortable with maintaining, though. You know what I'm saying? Advance.
I actually did something crazy, though. Like, I got like, you know what I mean? Like, cause I don't know. I got a headlining thing. You know, I booked out a real, real big event that I got coming up. Like, and that's crazy because I thought, like, I don't know. Everything I do now is amazing. Like, I just feel like it's crazy. And, like, I guess the word to be blessed that a Christian person to use. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy.
Nah, not necessarily. You blessed whether you recognize it or not. You blessed whether you admit it or not, or acknowledge it or not.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to hear you say that. I'm glad to hear you acknowledge yourself as blessed. That's a step in the right direction, my brother.
That's cool, you know. I'm just thankful, you know. I'm just thankful to, you know what I mean, to have my talent. Like, because like I said before, some people don't. Some of the people I know don't, like, and they don't know what they're going to do. So they just figure this one way of life, the only way. So they just want to take that to the next level, you know what I'm saying? Like, and me, I just want to see what I can do with it, where I can go with this, you know. Something else, you know.
You're in a better position than a lot of people are. Because you have a goal that you're following and attempting to attain. Some people just think about, oh, yeah, I'd like to do that, but they don't follow anything. Why? Because they've been told, oh, no, you're just supposed to work for other people. It's a good thing. Go get a good job with other people. You know what I'm saying? And then you end up, like somebody told me the other day, they was with, the power company for like 9 years. They make good money, right? But got laid off. No warning, no nothing. And it happens every day. And it's like, okay, what do they have to fall back on? If they would have probably thought of something that they could do on the side, that once they were let go from whatever job or whatever, they could fall back and say, you know what, I could do this on my own, make my own money, and still make more than I had, you know, working for somebody else. But, like, if you don't have that goal, it's like, you know, you're just living.
Not even living, you're just
right.
surviving day to day.
Definitely. And we want to do more than just survive. Ellen, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Go ahead and, you know, share some words of wisdom with the world. Definitely with the country. But before we wrap the show up, coming up in a few minutes, folks, we have our health and wellness segment coming from Ms. Willingham live out of Chesapeake, Virginia tonight. But first, our special guest again, Ellen Seaton, all the way from Virginia Beach, been hanging out with us the entire show. Thanks for hanging out. Ellen, you got to come back because we got some other good stuff to talk about. But go ahead and share some wisdom with the folks before we get out of here.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. But I want to say to the young man and to anybody that's listening, part of the success when you say you're blessed, you are blessed. But keep in mind, one of the things that we fail in is to understand in order to succeed, we fail. So when you're going through the successful mode, understand some failures are going to come. You have to prepare for them. Doesn't mean it's you're going to die, it's not going to work. It's a part of the process. So keep your head up, keep doing what you do, and don't give up. Good night, you guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ellen, thank you very much. We will definitely be in contact. And again, you know, our prayers are with you and your family. And you stay blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you.
Continue
thank
to be
you.
A blessing.
Good
absolutely.
Night. Good night, ladies.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Interesting program tonight, folks. I will say this, you know, people are going to judge you. People are going to try to define you by a part of the situation, by an event or a season. And typically when people succeed, the only thing that people can remember is the bad. You know, how could God use a person like that to do something like this? At the end of the day, God uses all kind of flawed people. All kind of flawed folks, okay? So, again, don't get caught up in the judgment of people. We're going to do something different and just go ahead and flip right into our health and wellness segment right now. Health and wellness coming live from Chesapeake, VA.
Oh, Ms. Willingham. I love it. I love it. I tell you, I just want to say big ups to free enterprise and being able to do your own thing. I love it. Health and wellness, everybody. All right. Tonight, I just wanted to give a little bit of information to the good people about buying organic fruit and basically secrets to choosing fresh fruit. Health and wellness, it takes on so many broad, so many spectrums that, you know, I wanted to make sure that, you know, we pick out some things that may not be important to us, but may be important to some. Excuse me. Now, I know that people always ask the question, should I buy organic or should I buy the regular produce that, you know, are in our grocery stores? I guess the biggest difference is the cost. There's some fruits that to buy organic, it costs more than it does to buy in a grocery store. But what we don't know is that some of those fruits and vegetables that may cost a little bit more to buy organic, as opposed to buying them in the regular store, reason being is because they have more pesticides in order to harvest them, cultivate them, and everything that they need in order to grow. The pesticides that are required or that are used on them is in abundance, which means that even if you take that fresh fruit or vegetable home and you wash it in the sink, you still don't get the pesticides off. And some people, you know, get sick. Their bodies are so sensitive that they don't even know really, you know, what the problem is until after they've gotten sick, been in the hospital, all these tests are done, and come to find out it's a pesticide that was used on that fruit or vegetable in order to, you know, get it to that grocery store. So there, I just wanted to give a couple of fruits and vegetables that contain less pesticides, which basically means, it's, you know, don't worry about spending the money as far as buying organic. You can get these from, you know, your local supermarket or farmer's market, things like asparagus, bananas, broccoli, cauliflower, corn, kiwi, mango, onions, pineapple, sweet peas, excuse me, things like that contain less pesticides. So I wouldn't go the organic route in order, you know, to provide the best fruits and vegetables of those sorts to my family. But things such as apples, beef, bell peppers, celery, cherries, grapes, peaches, peanut butter, pears, potatoes, strawberries. These are things that I know I definitely eat on a regular basis, that I feed my daughter, that my family eats, but they contain the most pesticides. So what I've decided to do is now I go to a store called Trader Joe's. It's mostly all organic,
and where I get those particular fruits and vegetables from, because I know that they contain more pesticides, which are harder for me to wash off, which could cause me some type of, or my daughter some type of damage in the future. So again, if it's not in your budget to buy organic, then, you know, you can still buy your fresh fruits and vegetables from your local farmer's market or grocery store. But if you can afford the extra, although you may want to, because buying organic does provide more of a benefit and less of a health risk. Now, there are secrets to choosing fresh fruit. Some people go into, you know, their local produce store or farmer's market and say, I don't even know how to choose a fresh fruit. How do I even, you know, pick out a good cantaloupe? Or how do I even get a good watermelon? But there are different things that you should look for. You should definitely buy fruit depending on the season. Different produce and fruits and vegetables are at their best depending on the season. For instance, in the summertime, it's best to buy things such as berries, corns, cucumbers, things of that sort that are all natural. In the fall, you want to tend to buy more of your apples, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, pears, sweet peppers, things of that sort. Now, it's not to say that the fruit and vegetable may be out of season, you know, during a different season, but it's just to say that they may not be the freshest. They may be coming from a different location as opposed to locally grown in your town or in your surrounding area. They may be shipped. So it's just if you want the best produce, if you're looking for something in particular, first check and see if it's in season and when it's the best season in order to get that fruit or vegetable. Now, here's some secrets on how do you choose. Real quick, I just wanted to point out a couple things that we buy on a regular basis, like apples, broccoli. Definitely you want to look for apples that are not bruised, no soft spots, that are definitely pretty in tone or color. You things like for broccoli, a lot of us eat fresh broccoli. You want to smell the broccoli. If it has a sweet smell and it's dark green, that's the broccoli stuff that you want to go after. Things such as watermelon. You know, how do you buy a pretty watermelon? People think, you know, the greener it is, the sweeter it's going to be. Actually, no. The watermelon should be firm and heavy, have smooth skin. But what you're looking for is that pretty yellow patch at the bottom that lets you know it's sat on the ground long enough in order to get ripe. So these are different secrets. You can look them up online, secrets to choosing fresh fruit. You can Google that, and it'll tell you specifically if you're looking for a specific fruit or vegetable, how to go and pick it and what's the best time and basically how it looks for in order to be the best for you in order to get the best nutrients and the best health benefits from it. So.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah. I'm rolling. Yeah. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah. Now.
Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah. I'm rolling.
Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets. This bitch must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this shit got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cuff. This shit here profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I pop this bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was this bitch named Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get high. A real pill popping animal, a pill popping bitch. And she don't mind going down, she could suck a good dick. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that shit. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. I'm rolling.
Now,
beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Nigga, it's over though. Shit, what you ask for? I got that shit that'll put you on your ass, boy. Soon as I get them shit, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with them. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as shit, man. Blue Dolphin Superman just to keep it planned. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend for that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't fuck with X shit, what about speed? Oh, you don't fuck with that shit, let's take it back to weed. I got what you need, oh yeah, your car on E. I fuck with your G, shit, I got delivery. Smash box, nigga, flood the trap spot, nigga. Got a whole pack, work it to the block, hot, nigga. Orange to his go, next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Fuck a regular life, my life is like a moving home. And it's starring me.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. Talk rad